So all the things that seem to be out there, the world of things, is really an inner phenomenon. It's to do with mind, it's to do with thought. We don't need to take any position here. We don't need to say, yes, the external world exists, or no, the external world does not exist. Very often, the answer is both or neither. The answer is not yes or no. From one perspective, it's yes. From another perspective, no. So most people's life is filled up with things, which on the most basic level means thoughts, mind movement. One could say objects that appear in your consciousness, one after the other, and sometimes they are battling for it. One thought, another thought. So their people's lives are crammed full with that mind stuff. And you can see it in people's faces, the way they lead their lives, the way they interact with others. What you can see is, very often, the absence of space. Well, it can't be absent, but they don't know it's there anymore. All they know is things that appear. Any sense of space is gone. And so they experience their life as a continuous stream of I'm quoting Churchill again, as I love to do, who defined history as one damn thing after another. And if you ask many people about their personal lives, they might give you the same answer. How's your life been up to this point? One damn thing after another. And the next damn thing comes just in the moment when you thought, now you've made it. Success at last, recognition. Everybody loves me. And then everybody wants something from you. Now, fortunately, I have nothing to give on the level of things, although sometimes people demand things, but that's not what I have to give. And no spiritual teacher has to give things. No true spiritual teacher is here to give you things. Anything on the level of, but simply to show you the possibility of living not obsessed with things. And I'm using that now in a wider sense. I don't just mean obsessed with physical things, it's a tiny aspect of it. Obsessed with things also means possessed by things, and it means possessed by thought, totally in the grip of thought, one after another and after another and another and another. And to derive your entire sense of identity from that stream of one damn thing after another. Me. There's a me in every thought. There's a me in every emotion, in every reaction. There's a sense of me. And my relationship to the world is a me against the rest of the world. That's the battle I have to fight. Defending me. Completing me. And looking out for more things, either to defend myself against or to accumulate, to take on as part of me. So to show the spiritual teacher is here, and the spiritual teacher is not separate from you. This event here is happening in your consciousness. You don't know that I'm actually here. Outside of your consciousness, I'm in you. So that voice that you hear is arising within you. Of course it is. There may be nothing out here. It could all be an illusion, but the voice is there. It's arising in you. And so it's pointing to the possibility of living in a different way. A life that is not a burden, and a continuous seeking and continuous conflict, the possibility of being aware of inner space, in which, yes, in which the world of things still happens, in which, yes, thought still happens. And yet, to be aware of a dimension of consciousness that we could call space consciousness. Because as we saw, and as you can verify when you look up into the sky tonight, there's objects out there and there's space. That's basically what the world consists of. And the two dimensions are within you. And humans have become lost in one. So we are here to realize that dimension. And I'm not saying you are going to realize it. It cannot be realized in the future. It cannot be made into an object of a search, because it's here now. The moment you're looking for it, you create a future. Now, what is future? It's a thought form. Apart from that, there is no future except as a thought form. It cannot come except as now.